Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker on location, thanks to the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on the west side of Park Square in Sista Park today, talking with Rachel Bauer with the Sista Park Shop the Park event and the Sista Park Development Board. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit first about the Development Board here in Sista Park, some of the things that they're doing here to help drive people to Sista Park to visit some of the small businesses and see this beautiful town.
Of course. The Development Board is a great little group. We like to keep the town thriving, and it's such a gem here, all the shops and events and just the community. So we like to help the community in different ways, Shop the Park being one of them. A lot of the locals enjoy it, but then it's fun to bring people from other areas. We've had someone come all the way down from Chicago, believe it or not. And last year, one of our projects was we got a mural painted on the side of a downtown building, which is really fun. Kind of brightens up the space in the middle of winter. And we help with Pumpkins in the Park for FFA when they put that on. We bring some vendors in for that. Small Town Christmas in November. That's really fun. A lot of the stores here in town have their Small Town Saturday specials, and then we bring in vendors for that.
Very good. Well, let's talk about Shop the Park here. This is an event that takes place over a couple of different Saturdays during summer. This year, four of them. There's June, July, August, and September dates. The first one coming up here in just a few weeks, June 14th. And that's going to be a big event because not only is it your first one of the year, but you've got some nice entertainment coming. One of those entertainers, oh, I say that in the loosest sense because he's just going to be here signing autographs, is U of I legendary basketball player D. Brown, part of that championship run in 05 that everybody really enjoyed. He's going to be here signing some autographs.
Yes, it's going to be a great kickoff to our summer series. So Shop the Park is the second Saturday of June, July, August, September, like you said, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have D. Brown coming for autographs between 11 and 1, thanks to Knappensteiner Hardware Store. And then we have over 35 vendors that are going to set up, ranging from your normal crafts to your fresh produce, your fresh flowers, anything you can think of. Then we have four or five food trucks coming, which is going to be a lot of fun. So you can enjoy food there for lunch. And then one of our local organizations is doing breakfast. So you can get biscuits and gravy and cinnamon rolls. And then we have Tony Erasmus is going to be our percussionist. Well, he performs percussion. So think steel drums and really fun, you know, like Latin percussion music, something you don't really find here in Central Illinois.
Sure.
So it'll be really fun.
That sounds very exciting. Now, does the lineup change for each of these events? Do you have a little bit different entertainment, a little bit different vendors, or do you have some vendors that are here for all of the events? Kind of give us a little bit of an idea of what the lineup looks like.
Yes. So we have, I would say, between 20 and 25 vendors that are going to be here every Saturday. And then there's about another 15 to 20 vendors that will rotate through the other Saturdays. Food trucks are going to change up every time. You'll have a couple favorites that'll stay. And then music. We have live music, and that changes every Saturday. So that's, I think, one of the funnest parts is bringing in that extra special music. August, we're going to have another Illini basketball player come for autographs. So that'll be really fun.
Can't wait to find out who that's going to be. That's going to be awesome. So let's talk a little bit about that connection with the businesses here in town, because for this to work, the businesses also have to get behind it. I'm sure there's an element there that helps them be supported as well. They're open for the Shop the Park event as well.
Yes. So we love that we're able to work together. So, you know, we bring in the specialty vendors here that sit in the park, but then people come, they enjoy the park, and then they get to walk our downtown. We have lots of different businesses, and those are usually their busiest Saturdays and their funnest Saturdays of the month. Perfume Makers actually sets up a booth in the park. So if you stop by and see their booth, you get a coupon to use at their store.
Wow, very nice.
So it is.
Yeah. I think for most people, they see Sista Park on the map, they think 700 folks, not a big... It's really a town a lot of towns, 3,500 or more, or 3,500, 5,000 don't even have some of the things that you guys have here in town. It's really nice. You have a coffee shop. You have several insurance shops. You've got the grocery store, a furniture store, hardware store, lots of different antiques. There's a dental place here. I mean, it's really a self-sustaining town. This town's done a great job of really sustaining business over the years.
Thank you. I know that's what brought me here to town. I'm a transplant. So it is fun that you get that really nice rural, but almost like, I mean, not quite the city feel, but I live right here on the park and downtown is always busy. I mean, parking spots are full, so it's just great.
And it's not just the folks that are local. There's people like myself that come from far away just to spend a few hours here, just to be able to not only help the businesses thrive, but to support the businesses, but to also have that small town Americana feel for a little bit, to get away from it all. I can't explain it. There's just that vibe that comes with the way of life here that just feels different than anywhere else here in the area.
Yes, it really does. You go for a walk and you say hello to just about everyone. You get to know people. I mean, our park is the cutest with the gazebo and the playground, and there's always kids playing. Everyone's just so friendly.
And it's pivotal to let people know that that park is open, and it's the centerpiece of the Shop the Park event.
Yes.
So bring your kiddos out. Kiddos can swing while you go and shop the park. There's a method to the madness here. Let's talk a little bit about, as you mentioned, there's a variety of the vendors that are coming here. Anything maybe off the beaten path that people don't expect? Maybe a certain vendor that supplies something that you wouldn't anticipate at most vendor fairs or even in a small town like this?
That's a really great question. I think we just have such a great variety. I would say your handmade items. That's the biggest thing. I think nowadays it's hard to come by your crocheted blankets and, the kids. You have to bring the kids because we have a couple vendors that crochet stuffed animals.
Oh.
And it's the kids' favorites. Okay. They come every Saturday and pick out a new crocheted stuffed animal. You have your homemade jewelry. There's one. She does exquisite work. It's almost like a picture frame, and she hand cuts like paper designs and landscapes, and it's in the picture frame and it's backlit. I mean, it's just so intricate and beautiful. You have to come to see it.
Sounds very creative. And it sounds like there again, you have a lot of different items that folks could be looking for, it's wedding season here. You can never shop too early for Christmas, I don't think. Or if it's just something that you want to spice up your living room, to spice up your space at home. If you've got parents like me that have campers, maybe you're looking for something of that nature too. You're going to find it at Shop the Park. The first one coming up June 14th is going to be the second Saturday of every month, June, July, August, and September throughout the summer. For folks that want to learn more about this, besides just coming on out to the event, how can folks get lined up to learn more information about the event?
So we have our Cisna Park website. You can look for information there, even if you want to be a vendor. We're always taking more vendors. Or the best way to find us is on Facebook. We have our Village of Cisna Park page, and then we have our Shop the Park Facebook group.
The time of the event, is there like any weather policy that you guys have?
So it's always going to be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And rain or shine, you come. Everyone will set up. We were blessed last year that the rain would stop right before 9 o'clock and we'd have great days. So most of the vendors bring their tents and set up. So just bring your rain boots and your umbrella if it is sprinkling a little. We've even had people that come just for the music and the food.
Well, there you go. Even if you're just looking to get away from it. And it's a great opportunity for if you're doing field work, if you're going out and working in the shop over the weekend, to just come in and grab a sandwich and listen some tunes and then head back on out to work.
Yes.
So that's going to be a great event for folks here in the Cisna Park listening area. And as she said, she's had people from Chicago come up. So you know it's going to be good if you're drawing people from the big city like that. make plans to come up, whether it's a day of the Shop the Park, maybe come up and scope it out beforehand. That way you can make a game plan. It's always good to have a game plan. The Shop the Park event, put it on your calendar, second Saturday of every month, June, July, August, and September this summer. Rachel Bauer, thanks for spending so much time with us here today to talk about the Sistema Park Development Board and the Shop the Park event. We look forward to coming up this summer and seeing what all you have to offer.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.